أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا حللتم فاصطادوا ولا يجرمنكم شنآن قوم أن صدوكم عن المسجد الحرام أن تعتدوا وتعاونوا على البر والتقوى ولا تعاونوا على الإثم والعدوان واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. Sadaqallahul Azim. This is the second half of the second verse of Surah Al-Ma'idah. In the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not de-sanctify the sacred salient features of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when you become halal, that is when you come out of the state of ihram, then now you can hunt the game animals, that is obviously out of the sacred haram of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Going forward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَآنُ قَوْمٍ أَنْ صَدُّوكُمْ عَنِ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ أَنْ تَعْدَدُوا. And do not let the detest that you have for the people, that is, we were discussing in the 6th year of the Hijrah, the Quraysh of Makkah had barred Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from entering the haram to make the umrah, and hence Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum had to come out of the ihram, slaughter the animals, return to Madinah Tayyibah, and then as per the treaty, return in the 7th year of the Hijrah, what was known as the Umratul Qada, and make qada of that umrah, and that also they could only remain in Makkah. The Muhajirin Ansar, Muhajirin Sahaba, for them it was their birthplace, and in their birthplace they could only remain for a period of 3 days, and then thereafter return to Madinah Munawwara. So this was difficult for most of them. But now, after the 8th year of the Hijrah, in the 8th year of the Hijrah, as we discussed yesterday, the conquest of Makkah had taken place, and now Makkah was under Islamic rule. And in the hearts of many of them, the thought had occurred that this is now Islamic rule, so we should bar the disbelievers, those who had not accepted Iman and Islam, we should debar them, we should stop them now from coming to the haram of Makkah, because now it is our rule, it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many of them are coming with kufr in their hearts, many of them are not making the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for all of that, up to the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu in the 9th year of the Hijrah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had now commanded that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam make this ilan, the ayat of Surah Tawbah was revealed, that Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu innamal mushrikuna najasun fala yaqrabul masjid al harama ba'da amihim hadha. That the mushrikeen, they are najas, they are impure insofar as their belief is concerned. Now they would not come anywhere close to this Masjidul Haram, and in that way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala cleansed the haram from the mushrikeen, and in that way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, now they will move away from the haram of Makkah. That is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ilan. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your detest, your hatred for a community should not cause you to transgress, that you stop them from the Masjidil Haram, and in that way you transgress the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَتَعَاوَنُوا عَلَى الْبِرِّ وَالتَّقْوَى. Assist in birr, assist in good deeds, وَالتَّقْوَى, and in acts of piety. When we look at the system of the world insofar as material things are concerned, man is interdependent, that whatever we require in our worldly activities, whatever we require in the material aspects of our worldly life, we are interdependent of each other. Like that, insofar as our spiritual life is concerned, we are also interdependent of each other, and we need to help each other insofar as acts of piety are concerned, insofar as good acts are concerned, and we find in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that that person that guides others to good, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will grant him the reward of the act of those that do good that he had showed. And then Allah ta'ala says, وَلَا تَعَوَنُوا عَلَى الْإِثْمِ وَالْعُدْوَانِ, and do not assist upon sin and transgression. That a person is carrying out a sin, a person is carrying out a deed of transgression, then do not become helpful to that person, do not assist or encourage that person. So this ayat is part of the greater ayat. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing that it is not a matter of your enmity for any community, that now even if a person is trying to do good and you hate that person, you hate that community, so now you will stop assisting those people in good because of your previous enmity or your love for a community, and because they are doing something wrong you're going to help because of your love. Your love and your hatred shouldn't be based on the deeds the person is doing. Your love should be the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If somebody is doing something for the sake of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, your love should always be attached to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and assist people in the good that they do, and of course desist from the ill and the bad that they do. Rather, you assist them and try and remove them from the ill and the wrongs that they are doing. And Allah ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهِ and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, إِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is severe in chastisement. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.